Lucas Spies is out. We'll evaluate over the next few days, probably at least a week. Sami Niku comes in. Just because we were starting to get healthy, we figured we needed to throw another injury on there. Didn't want to get too comfortable.
It literally is that way, isn't it? You expect something almost every day.
Yeah, the foolish game you play is, you know, who are you playing when this guy comes healthy? And then it's been, how do you know who's going to be left by the time he comes back? And that's, so we'll find the silver lining in this. Because it's the way you've operated now since season start, there really isn't that big a change. It's not a Brian Little played 50 games for you and then he was done for the season. That's a shock to your team. This is the standard day.
Luka block a shot or something?
It's upper body. And yes, he did block a shot, but it had nothing to do with it. It wasn't related to the injury. He's in? Yep. He had gone back-to-back. He had played for the Moose, played for us, practiced yesterday, so he had the option this morning.
So lineup-wise, do you want to go with the same combinations that began against Chicago, or would you plan that?
Well, without giving all these guys the lines for tonight, Barry, yes. Thank you.
Okay. What are some things you kind of hope maybe some of your younger defensemen could learn from Nathan Beaulieu?
Well, off the ice, he has just been a great story of resilience and determination. You know, three broken bones in a contract year. I mean, that's he wants to play. So you watch him then every day kind of go through the healing process, then get back on the ice and how hard he pushed himself, right? Like he just drove himself to come back. And then when he did come back, the next shift, if a block shot had to happen, he was blocking that shot. He didn't come back to play safe. He dropped the gloves in the first one. He's right back into the fight. So all of them, defensemen and forwards, he's been a real good example of leadership and determination and an all-in team guy.
Paul, you just answered what I was going to talk about, but maybe you can go a little bit further. I heard a comment from you the other day. Veteran leadership and goaltending have kept you where you guys are. You just gave examples of leadership there. Anything else you can say that a veteran can help with a young guy?
The start of it would be we had kind of gotten beat up at the start of the year. We lost Brian again at the start of the season, so we missed that. And then what really turned it is Connor's play kind of at the end of October and straight through November. He was just, his numbers were fantastic. And we gave up a little north of 50 shots in San Jose one night and won the game 3-2, and that was the turn for us. So he would be good. And then every one of what you would call your drivers on the team have dealt with kind of an extended absence of what was the normal for them. So Josh Morrissey's the captain, his partner's gone, and he's got basically a rookie coming in Tucker Pullman, and we're playing against, by the way, we're gonna play against the other team's best, so your job hasn't changed. When Brian goes out, and we know at that point it's gonna be a long-term issue, Blake Wheeler leaves what was a real dominant offensive line because we need that coverage in the middle. And Mark Scheifele would take on Patrick Laine, who's now going to play against the other team's best instead of the three-hole where he's gotten far more opportunities. It's just what happens when you move up the lineup. So all of these players, you know, Blake goes to center, but then we lose other people. So now it's with Mason Appleton's coming in. We got Jansen Harkins coming in. So we have all these players have come up from the American Hockey League. And what I think I've enjoyed the most, and in some ways, you know, the coach, you try to set the tone for the team, but maybe in this instance, the team kind of gives that tone back to the coach, because we've had some tough stretches in there. They just haven't broke, you know. They've gone stretches where they made their numbers, Mark or Blake's numbers aren't going to be anywhere near the 91 that he would normally get, but that's the sacrifice that he's willing to make. So that's been. It's been critical for us, you know, still being in the fight.
Paul, what did you see from Jack at center or that you liked, and maybe some of the things you can do better at that position?
I thought they managed that game really well. So they turned a bunch of pucks over in the neutral zone in the first two shifts. And then that just completely stopped. As a matter of fact, their second goal, our second goal, Jack gets through the neutral zone. He's not looking to make a... He's just trying to drive it, and he kicks it out, and that starts that goal. And then after they built into keeping even a more simple offensive game than the other two lines. They stopped trying to make over look for plays, and they got to real fast, real quick. They had two extended D-zone coverage shifts that'll happen, and they handled that very, very well. One of them, Jansen Harkins, gets a big block off, and we get the puck out. So their own end, they were far more structured. Really happy with Jack. He did a real nice job of finding that low three. And then I thought they got to an identity that they can play at. They can play that game. I didn't think they were lucky. I didn't think that the other team made mistakes that gave them easy, pretty goals. I thought they worked and earned for them.
You got a back-to-back, obviously, on the horizon. Is there a chance we'd see Brisbois before that? Or secondly, how is Hellebuck managing the... I mean, he's done it before down the stretch.
Yeah.
How big a factor is that experience in dealing with the heavy workload down the stretch?
Well, it's experience for both sides, for him and for us, knowing how what he's good at. Yeah, I mean, I do have a plan for these next three. I won't rule out back-to-back for him, but that would necessitate I'll be in Ottawa. That's something we're going to consider. But we have a plan going out, but we'll reassess that plan after every outing.
Well, Mark's been snake-bitten the last dozen games. It's been 11 games without a goal. Is there anything that you've seen from his game change over that stretch, or do you like the chances that he's still been
doing? I mean, I love the chances that he's had. The only thing we're trying to monitor, so Mark's a pretty unique guy, that he would be one of the elite players in the National Hockey League for time on stick in the offensive zone. He has the puck a lot, and there'd be only a handful of guys that might have it more than him. But he also has a very low shot rate. So, but when you go through the video, there's not a lot of places where I'd say to Mark, you should have shot that puck, right? He's right in his decisions that he makes. He's got two young guys that are still learning when the net drive needs to happen, what are other things that we can do to create more shooting opportunities, but the video won't tell you that he's not shooting pucks that he should. And then, you know, there's going to be nights when the team that you're playing against has a real dominant shutdown group and you're not going to get as much, but boy, there's been a whole lot of chances there for him. So you just kind of, instead of changing a man's game that's got real good offense, he feels comfortable about his offense. So you have that conversation. As long as he's comfortable with what he's getting, what he's generating in games, then you're still in the right neighborhood. You'll fire out the cliche, just needs one to get it going, because he's had a bunch.
Just following up on that, so the conversation, is that something that...
I didn't confuse you enough with that answer. I was trying to drag that one around the playground there a little bit and kind of smokescreen.
Is it a conversation that you would typically have? Is it something that you wanted to make sure that there wasn't frustration?
With your high-end offensive guys, you they're smart. They've got the points they have, and historically aren't due to me. They're good players. So what you do is you just watch for major changes in the game or what they're doing with the puck, and we haven't seen that with Mark.
How about the other end of the ice? So we came into the league wanting to be a Taves and a Crosby, that kind of player. How far has he got to go? Defensively.
Mark is... with the puck in the offensive zone and without the puck in the defensive zone is way more physical than he's been. I mean, he is trying to get that right. He's going to see just different reads playing with different players, right? So he gets the job now. He's playing against the other team's best at home, and he's playing against the other team's best on the road. So there's more meat on that bone to become great at it. He's making real, real strides. But I'll tell you, the effort's there. Like, he's lost coverage like every player does at times. But here are the markers. You know, how many times is he leaving the zone when it's not clean? Like, he's under the puck. He is trying to stay under the puck and stay in that battle. He's helped Patrick. You guys have all watched it. Patrick's been much stronger on his wall. There haven't been nearly as many turnovers on that side of the ice. And Kyle as well. Both those guys had pretty high turnover rates on the wall. Him staying on there, working with those guys. So there is progress there.